Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com. Here's a name you know. You've seen her a few times here on Fightful, and you've seen her quite literally everywhere else in pro wrestling, from Lucha Underground to Ring of Honor to NWA to over in Japan to All Elite Wrestling to Mission Pro Wrestling, and she's got a big week ahead of her. We got Thunder Rosa. How you doing?
I am really good, thanks. Thank you. I'm just went to the gas station to get my coffee.
Well, I mean,
the gas station food.
You're gonna need to keep your caffeine levels up this week, I think.
Oh yes, I was before I woke up, or when I was waking up, my husband was giving me a hug, and I'm just thinking, Jesus Christ, I have so much work to do. So much work to do. And then and I got up a little overwhelmed, but it's gonna be great. I mean, always when you have big weeks like this, either a fight, big matches, big shows, you feel like you're never gonna get things done, but you usually get some.
Well, Thunder Rosa is definitely right down Fightful's alley. We cover MMA, boxing, and wrestling, and you do a little bit of everything, because I didn't even get into your MMA stuff. Like that's gonna come up, but there's so much. Like this Wednesday, you are a part of the first ever women's AEW Dynamite main event on TNT, then Mission Pro's Empty Promises on yes. March 20th, title match wrestling. And then the NWA is back on Sunday. Yep. Fight TV back for the attack. I wish you would do something with your life, Thunder Rosa.
I mean, Ryan, I'm such a bum. Like, I got a lot.
Thunder Rosa needs a job, people. We got it. This is a Get Thunder Rosa a Job podcast is what this is.
Oh yeah. I mean, if it's I don't think I can do a 9-to-5. If it's working from home, I will definitely maybe be able, it has to be part-time, but it's going to be tough, but
you could go to dental school.
Oh, don't even get me started.
I'm just saying that.
Professional athlete, that's a big difference, okay? Because I believe that I can do one job right now and I can do it very well. And that is to be a professional badass.
You don't think that you and Britt Baker would make a great dentist wrestling tag team?
Why would I want a tag team with her?
I mean, I get it, but you never know.
About it. Thunder Rosa is here for the right reasons. It's because she's here to be a real role model. Not a wannabe role model. I can't leave her other job because she's afraid that she's going to fail in wrestling. So,
wow. So you all face each other in the main event of AEW Dynamite this week. Lights out match. It's not something we've not seen. Women main event AEW. We've not seen a women's lights out match. Tell the people what they can expect out of you. Because the last time I spoke with you, basically you just said, hey, I'm showing up to AEW to kick everybody's ass. And you've been doing that.
Yeah, I mean, and then that's a promise that I made. You know, but it's so funny because I just remember the kids that I used to work, every time they were about to beat somebody's ass, they used to say, this is not a threat, it's a promise. And I made a promise the moment I showed up with the NWA women's title saying that I was going to put Ask Thunder Rosa, I was going to put women's wrestling on the map, and I was going to get respect that we deserve. And not only did that, or have been doing that outside of AEW, I have shown week by week, by being consistent, by being on the top, by showing that Thunder Rosa is the real deal, that they should, all over the world, should respect women's wrestling and the level that we can get to. So this Wednesday, Britt Baker is going to just see exactly what people have been talking about. Because my fans, my supporters, they just don't support me because, oh, she's pretty. Oh, she's a good person. She looks hot. She posts pretty pictures on Twitter, you know, and get everybody thirsty. No, it's because I'm a real badass. And I say it with cap locks. I'm the real deal. Like, I don't play around. I don't half-ass anything. Every time I'm in the ring, I give 150,000%. I'm telling you, every time I have a match, I feel like I have a fight. Like, my adrenaline just drops so hard because I love what I do. And I'm so passionate about what I do. And it's not only for me as a performer. It's for all the other generations that I'm supporting and trying to help to get where I am right now. So I'm doing it for everyone, not only just for me.
So, man, there's a lot to get into there. I mean, I had posted a tweet that I saw you liked a few weeks ago. I said, when you get drop kicked by Thunder Rosa, you get drop kicked by Thunder Rosa. And I mean, that does kind of go into you make sure everything looks real good in there. How important is that to you? Because, I mean, the perception for so long in American women's wrestling, whether true or not, was, oh, well, they can't wrestle like the men, and that is not a concern anymore.
No, I mean, I was trained by the best in Northern California. My coaches, Matt Carlos and Dylan Drake, Rick Luxury, everybody that was, you know, a mentor for me, they always tell me, everybody in the world or everybody in the United States, they know that people from NorCal, we are very stiff, and they're going to know you're, and they're going to know that you are a wrestler. I mean, the school that I went to, APW, cheerleader Melissa came out of there, and Sarah Del Rey, nice. Or Sarah. So I have very, very big shoes to fill. So I couldn't, like I said, I couldn't come like half through with my moves with anything. Like, if I'm going to do something, I have to commit to it. And also, I've been trained by the best. Like, my senpai, one of my senpais was Io Shirai, who's now on NXT. She's a champion in NXT, and you can see she's one of the best wrestlers overall in the world. Another one was Kimura, Kimura-san, and she was an MMA fighter too. She was the one who made me feel what a real kick feels like, especially when you're not selling. So ever since then, I learned a lesson, and that is when you do things, you need to do things right. You need to do things safe. And it just stuck to me. And I, like I said, I can't, as a performer, make something look fake, because we already have that stigma on women's wrestling that you were mentioning. And it is my duty as a performer, as an athlete, to make sure people know that what we do, it really hurts, that is really real, like that the pain is really real. And also, just to add to everything, I'm an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
So.
Have you found that has helped you out in a lot of different ways? Because, I mean, there's so much crossover today. We started an entire website based off the crossover at one point. This is 5 years ago. Now, with Bloodsport just taking over and doing all kinds of great stuff, how much has that helped you?
Tremendously. I think jumping into MMA, as crazy as it was, with the little time that I had to train, and everything, has helped me tremendously to cement a legacy as I'm a real badass, as a legitimate contender for any women in the business. And I take that very serious. I mean, like you guys know, I'm training MMA currently as much as I can with the time that I have, because I need to get another fight. And doing this to sports is very difficult, but it's not impossible. But people know that I'm very serious about the sport, both. I love them, and I have a lot of respect for everybody that, you know, gets in the octagon and do their thing. Like, because it takes a type of breed of person to get in there and try to murder somebody else in there. So
I know Combate has been very, very big on that pro wrestling crossover as well, and wisely so, because, I mean, it gets them an awful lot of attention in that regard. Is there anybody else that you've come across, whether it be doing work at Mission Pro in AEW, NWA, that you're like, you know what, I think you'd be good in MMA. I think maybe you should give that a shot.
Who would I... Like I said, it's, you know, I mean, we know Allison Kay already crossed over into MMA. I think she is one of those ones that I'm like, man, she's a total badass too. Yeah, like, I, for her. And I mean, it shows every time we're in the ring or in the cage or wherever we are. I wish that she could go and do another fight. I'd love to see her and start, like, you know, cheering against her. Maybe.
Yeah, she's wonderful too. And I think the last time I spoke with you, I think you said you had two fights on your contract left, but like some time has passed there. Is your contract status still like nailed down with Combate? Are you still like with them?
I'm still with Combate, yes. Until September.
Okay.
Most definitely they're going to have me do a fight now, especially with the top that Thunder Rosa has acquired in the last year. I mean, it's been incredible. My social media back then when I was fighting for them, it was 60,000. Now it has, I'm 100,000 more followers. And I think by the time I fight, it's gotten 200,000. So it's just like 140,000 followers. It's a huge difference, the same with Twitter. So I know that there has been talks, but like I said, I am right now 100% dedicated to professional wrestling. And it's like I said, when you are doing these disciplines, you have to commit 1,000% to each discipline to be successful. I think one of the things that hindered me on my first fight was the fact that I was continuously wrestling while I was doing my fight camp. And I feel like my coach didn't understand that part. And I told him, like, I make a living out of wrestling. And MMA is something new that I picked up. And it's also something that I really enjoy. And I'm really driven. And I'm here. And it's hard. And I just can't even explain to you, because it's a lot of it has to do with mental game. And I think right then when I started, mental game wasn't there. But I think now, with all this time and now knowing how it really feels to be in the cage and knowing how it really feels to bleed and how, like, everything, my mentality is completely different. So my strategy is going to be completely, completely different once I step in the cage again.
We've seen NWA cater to your fight schedule in the past. Have you had those conversations with AEW yet? Like, oh, hey, well, whenever I fight, this might need to happen or that might need to happen, or it hasn't even came up?
No.
That's interesting. What kind of feedback have you gotten from AEW so far? Like, do you get advice specifically from or feedback from Tony Khan or anybody like that?
I just want to say that the whole entire AEW staff family, they're absolutely amazing. I don't want to say in a specific one person, but everything that I've done so far has been taken very positively. And it's a dream of mine. And even when I tell my husband, who gave me feedback, he gets kind of jealous. Because to Arn, Anderson, and Dean, I love talking to Dean. He's so funny. One other person that has been there and believed in me day one was Dustin Rhodes. And Dustin is such a cheerleader, right? He's absolutely amazing. He believes in me, and he's a wonderful coach. I had a wonderful conversation with Kenny Omega, pretty much everybody, honestly. And it's just like a reassurance that what I'm doing currently, it's right. And I just need, like I said, I need to tune in certain things to even become a better performer and a better wrestler. And, you know, Sean, I mean, you've known me for a minute now. I don't stop. Like, I want to be, like I said, I want to be the best, even the most successful Mexican-born wrestler in the history of professional wrestling. And I think it's like every year I'm making it happen.
And it seems like every year you're doing something different. Like, one year it's, oh, you're doing Lucha Underground. Then it's like, oh, well, you're going to Japan. Well, oh, now she's in Ring of Honor. Oh, she's going to fight now. Oh, now she's in the NWA. Now she's in AEW. When's the Thunder Rosa sitcom coming? When are we getting a?
Don't even play, because I might start, like, you know, talking to some people. I think that would be great. I mean, after seeing what The Rock is doing with his own stuff, I think a great idea in the future, in the very near future, to do something like that. I think it's my story is very inspirational, and it will just make people believe in themselves, because like I said, I'm so proud of where I come from. Before, like many times, I was so ashamed of it, but I am very, very proud of where I come from and all the things that I have to go through to be where I am right now. And all the things that I'm going to go through, positive or negative, before I get to where I want to be. It's been an amazing road, and I can't wait to tell a story in a sitcom, but I have a comic, actually, a series coming. Work on the works, and we're almost ready to release them probably by next month. I know Headlock Comics did one for me, and that was like a spinoff of women's professional wrestling, which was very close to like conversation that I had with him, which was, I was like, oh my god, this is the reason why you know we created Mission Pro Wrestling. But now my story is gonna come up. It's gonna be more geared to kids. And you know, more PG. Yeah. As you know, I'm not very PG. So, but we're doing a comic, but definitely working on being on TV one way or another, either with Mission Pro Wrestling or you know that like the Thunder Rosa sitcom. It will be amazing, and it will happen eventually, pretty soon.
You had mentioned motivating other people and yourself getting motivated. That's a big part of this Wednesday in you and Britt Baker main eventing this match. As much as you two dislike each other, is there a certain bond or connection there in the history that you two are making? Tony Khan on that media scrum, he was almost sassy about it because we said, when are women main eventing? And he was like, oh, I wish I could tell you how soon it was happening. And little did we know, within 2 weeks it'd be happening. But I mean, you guys, you two are making history, but you also don't like each other very much.
No. A lot of people like the MDM. I mean, the fans, they do, you know, they have to pick sides. One of them, like, there was a comment yesterday. The fan was like, I said, oh, the dentist has like a fan base, and somebody just like rubbing my face. Well, she has more followers than you do on Twitter. There you go. Listen, boy, listen. Let me keep this clear. My fans have an emotional connection with Thunder Rosa. It's very different. You might like her because she has fireworks and she's, you know, very fancy on everything she does. But like I said, I am the real deal. I am the real deal.
I liked your American accent there. That was perfect. That was good. Your American nerd accent. She's got more followers than you.
No, they always rub that in my face. It's just, you know. It must be very nice to be the princess somewhere when you're like the peasant trying to like work your way up on everything you do every day, everywhere you go, every promotion that you work, you know, scrap for every single little thing you have until you get to the top. And when you get to the top, you still have to fight even harder to show why you're on the top and why you should remain on top. And I think that's the story that Thunder Rosa has been trying to tell everywhere she goes, in every company, because nobody gives 2 cents to Thunder Rosa. That's why they put her up a mask. That's why they make her a luchadora before. But now people see the real talent and what she really brings to the table. And that's pretty much it. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I think it does. So I mean, again, this is a big moment. Who's the person that informs you that you'll be main eventing Dynamite? Like, who comes to you and says, we're trusting you with this spot. Congratulations for the hard work. But I mean, this has been one of the hottest feuds over the last like 3 or 4 months.
It was the fans. The fans asked for it, and that's what they got.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, the fans have been asking about NWA. You guys are back for the attack this weekend on Fight. Now, things are a little bit different for you now than they were the last time you guys were around. What are you looking for out of the NWA?
I just want to have fun. Honestly, I just want to go have fun and I'll keep showing why people tune in to watch women's wrestling in NWA and why we're so We separate ourselves from any other promotion in the world as the National Wrestling Alliance. I'm excited about that.
And it is a big change going from YouTube to Fight, but I mean, Fight has a pretty good track record as well. I believe I've actually watched plenty. I think Combate has done some stuff on Fight as well. But I mean, they're a really good platform. We've seen that work out, and we've seen a lot of NWA names come and go. What are you expecting by the way the roster? Like, are there names that you've seen pop up and you're excited to see back there?
I mean, just like everything changes in the world and in life, there's cycles of things. The cycle of power, you know, it came to an end due to COVID. And now we have a lot of new talent that I work with in a Primetime Live in LA. I was surprised to see some of those names, but I'm very happy for them because that's an opportunity for new talent and new blood to come to our show and showcase what they have, right? And the development of new stars is always very exciting, regardless what, like, you know, the criticism, like, my man, you guys don't have nobody. Again, I was a nobody when I came in. Like, people knew who I was, but they didn't know who I really brought to the table. Yeah. Excited to see what's going to be new for, like, those new talent that are coming in, men and women, into the NWA, and see how the stories develop for them to become the next stars for the National Wrestling Alliance.
And you and Allison Kay specifically added an awful lot of buzz to the NWA with the matches that you guys had. So I was very happy to hear you mention her name earlier on. And you guys, it didn't stop there. You all kept wrestling outside the NWA. Like, are you putting in words for people? Because needless to say, Mission Pro Wrestling has been pretty successful in cultivating talent so far.
I think a lot of people are watching Mission Pro Wrestling, yeah. And they make, like, you know, paying a lot of attention to a lot of our talent that we are more than happy to bring and cultivate and help as much as possible. I mean, my husband and I, we always have like an eye for certain people and be like, she's definitely a star in the making. We need to get her on our show before anybody else, before she gets signed. For example, Zoe Sky or Teresa Serrano or Lacey Ryan. Yeah. She went with we knew from the moment we met her, she was going to be signed. She was going to be a star. She had so much star potential and we were very happy that she got signed. Elena Black, I've known her since she was like 14. This is way before she got signed. And I saw her develop, you know, and just seeing her succeed made me really happy. And she was part of our first show, made me really, really happy. The other one too, we wanted to bring Priscilla Kelly, but it was too late. But she definitely is another one that we were excited about. And I can't really say anything yet. You guys have to see it.
Sure.
Unfortunately. Like, I mean, I like to tell you the tea sometimes, but I can't. So you guys are going to be surprised at what you see. So like I said, Mission Pro Wrestling has been definitely a parachute for a lot of girls to like just like jump and be like, yeah, this is me, guys. Look at me. I'm great. I'm a great wrestler. And the way that we are structuring things and how serious we take every single match, because we definitely take every single match like it's a TV match and we have agents and we have to make sure that the stories are told properly and the characters are being portrayed properly, because that's what's going to make the difference for them to get an opportunity in a TV show or just a bigger independent promotion. But our focus for the ladies that come to our show is to definitely get an opportunity working TV. I think right now is for 2020, that's where the money has been on streaming services and TV shows. And if they're not trained and if they're not, you know, shooting for that, it is harder to make a little bit more money or to like get your career into the right track. I mean, you know, like you mentioned at the beginning of the interview, I've been working TV, which is so crazy now that I think about it, for 6 years now. 6 years.
For a variety of different places who do things different ways too.
Exactly. So that has been my journey. I know everybody's journey is different, but that has working for TV really allowed me to become a professional athlete full time. And I am so blessed for every single opportunity, good or bad, And like the experiences I went through, I'm here right now talking to you, and I am about to make history once more, which I am so excited about.
It's wild because there are so many topics to talk to you about, but they tie in to the same thing. Like right there, I could say, well, you had an opportunity to be a WWE ref. That didn't happen. I'm sure you would have been a great ref, but you got to feel pretty. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good that that didn't happen now, considering the trajectory of your career, right? Because I remember you telling me it was like a series of circumstances that led to you passing on that tryout.
Yes, it was destiny. Like, I know my higher power was like, no, girl, I'm going to send a hurricane so you don't go there. So yeah, I'll cancel you for a second. You need to chill. You need to be patient. I think that's a moment where I'm like, patient is key. Being patient and staying positive. Because at that moment in my career as a professional wrestler, it was very dark and I felt like nobody wanted me. Absolutely nobody wanted me. I was getting nose up the ass. No. You're not going to get this. You're not going to get that. Nobody wanted me. I just got released from Lucha Underground, thank God. But it was like all that stuff and I had nothing. Indies, I was having issues getting booked in the Indies because I was charging too much. It was rough, you know, and knowing I always knew who I was from the beginning. From the moment I went to Japan and then the fans didn't believe I was wrestling for 6 months, I knew there was something special. I knew there was something special with Chris DeJoseph said I had the it factor, but he was the only one who saw it. Nobody else wanted to give me a chance to shine, right? And then I was just over it. I remember having that conversation with one of my friends. I was like, hey, dude, do you have any contacts with WWE? Like, I'm ready to, like, just, I mean, I'll be in the business, but I'm just ready to, like, just get a job. At that point, I just wanted to get a job. Yeah. You know, I was trying to. And that's how it happened. And then, you know, MMA kind of thing was like yeah. Around with it. And that's when everybody was pressuring me. Everything was supposed to happen that way. It was chaotic. It was stressful. It was, I remember when I signed that Combate America's contract, I was pretty much shitting on my pants. Like, it was really scary. Like, I was about to get in a cage. I never got into a fight. But it was the right move. Because that, I really found my true self, my warrior self, the person that I was meant to be, and I was meant to be the bulldog. My boss used to call me Melissa the dog because I never took a no for an answer, and I always make sure all my clients were taken care of, and I was fighting for everybody. That's my spirit animal. It's the bulldog. It's a pit bull. I'm there to, like, take over. And when NWA signed me and they're like, Melissa, you're the hammer. Thunder, you are the hammer. You are that pit bull. Be that pit bull. Nobody can take you. That was it. I needed that little spark. I need that one person that believe on this, not on the mask, not on the other character, believe on this. And I just needed to bring it out. And I did.
You're working with an awful lot of young talent, as you mentioned, in Mission Pro, and your experiences have been up and down at times, like you just mentioned. You've been through a lot of different things. Is that something that you impart on a lot of those younger people? Because some of them might not have the patience that you did.
Oh, yeah. Especially right now with the Dog Pound Dojo, the school that I run with my husband and Jess and Rodney.
Yeah.
We talk about this pretty much every single day in our class, because there's so many up and downs for a lot of our students financially, emotionally, what else? Spiritually, with injuries and stuff. And we just have to keep them motivated. And that's one of the hardest parts of them all. For example, one of my students, he, with all the stuff that happened with the blackouts and everything, he lost his job, his wife lost his job, whatever. And I told him, until you don't get your financials and your family issues together, you cannot come to school. You have to be patient. The school is going to be here. We're going to be here. But you have to work on these things, because this is going to be the break or make it in the business. I've seen it so many times. So I know you guys have to believe us. Like, believe us. We've been in the business. I've been in the business for 7 years. Jess and Rodney have been in the business for 20,000 years.
Yeah.
So so that we know we're not just bullshitting you or giving you a coach talk. This is some real stuff. Like, I remember when I signed up for APW, Roland Alexander had four things in a list that you have to get together. Financials, family, what was the other one? Wrestling? And there was something else. But it was like those two, those and family. If you don't have those together, you can't do wrestling. I don't care how good you are, you will end up quitting. And I've seen it so many times with a lot of the females that I train throughout the years. They start really hot. They like it a lot. And they're like, dude, I don't have a car. Dude, I don't have this. Dude, I don't have that. Oh, my boyfriend broke up with me. Blah, blah, blah. They fall apart and they, all their dreams down the drain.
My gosh. So, yeah. I mean, and we're seeing that pay off for a lot of people earlier on. And I got to think that some of it is because of your guidance. Like, we're seeing people like Vert Vixen pop up on AEW all the time. We're seeing a lot of these names. Alex Gracia, who, when I spoke to her, she credited you big time. She gave you all kinds of credit for helping her.
Hard ass with her. You know, like, from the moment I met her, I was such a hard ass with her. I was like, you have the looks, you have the athleticism, put the work in and you're going to get somewhere far in this business. And she did a bunch of stuff on her own. She invested on herself. She invested so much on her looks and everything. And I said, no matter what people tell you, a lot of people are going to say that your looks are getting to your places. Who cares? You are going. They're not. Don't worry about them. Worry about you. And that's what I always say. Once you get on top, then don't forget who helped you along the way.
I love that. I love that approach. I had heard along the way, I don't remember if it was from you or maybe it was from Tony specifically, that Billy Corgan and Tony, they have a very good relationship. I know that to be true. But that they kind of worked out a deal to bring you to AEW. What was your reaction when you heard that, oh, by the way, you're going to go do some AEW stuff?
I was in Corpus Christi taking a vacation with my husband, who that was cut short. I was a little like, anything. We're like at the, like, just drinking our water. It was so hot. I remember my husband was like, well, I had the conversation. And then I'm like, I was shaking. And he's like, don't fuck this up, okay? I was like, thanks, man. Thanks for the support. No, it's like, he's giving me the 8 Mile Eminem song.
Yes.
You only got one shot. So it's just like, and you only got one shot. So if he said, if you shit the bed, they're not going to call you back. But you go out there and you make sure you show them all the things that you've been preaching to everybody and you'll be fine. But don't doubt yourself. You know you're a badass bitch and you've always been a badass bitch. So he gave me a pat on the back and he's like, go out there and kill it. I'll be there watching. And every time I'm doubting myself, I call him. I just need a pep talk, man. I don't want to talk about his matches. I need a pep talk. Just call me. Just tell me something I want to hear. And then he tells me, like, reminds me how, like, that I have a lot of balls to do a lot of things that nobody else will, you know, give me 2 cents about it. That I have what it takes to achieve and accomplish anything in life. This is something that we talked since he knew me when I was 19. He told me the same thing about college. He's like, you are very smart. You are very talented. You need to get out of this area and achieve something that never nobody else will.
Yeah.
And he gives me that, like, he gives me the same speech. And recently he gave me that speech again, as I was in like tears, because I don't know. I was doubting myself again. And he just reminded me how of a badass person I am and how fearless I had become. And I should not be afraid of taking risks in life anymore, because I will come triumphant no matter what.
So one of the interesting aspects of that was just a few months later, you have a girl like Ashley Vox who told me she was very nervous about doing her first AEW match. She was so super nervous. And they say, "You're working Thunder Rosa." And she goes, "Oh, thank God. It's Thunder Rosa. I know her. She's good. Everything will look good. I'll look good. I'll get a chance to come back now." And now she's back. And
yes.
So how does it feel to know that people who are, I mean, she's a phenom in the business too. She's so freaking good. They look at you and they're like, "Hell yeah, that's the person I wanted to be matched up with."
For me, it's a compliment when people know that you are a solid worker and they want to work with you, because they might get a call back. Yeah. That's the place to be at. I think a lot of people think, or it can be a little selfish, we'll say, that's the word to use. And but I'm not. Like I said, I'm here to help others. Like that's my call. And I said it multiple times. Why in the world would I have a female promotion to promote other women if I was selfish? I'm already establishing myself as somebody like that is going to be there for you. That is going to be there to build other people. If we don't build other women in a positive way, we're never going to advance in this business as female athletes. There is so much competition. And I'm not talking about with other women. We're talking with men, that they don't believe in what we're capable of doing. And if we kind of like, you know, stabbing each other in the back all the time, and we don't work with each other, and our matches look bad, and like things look bad, nobody's going to put any money or invest anything on anything. But if we change that mentality, and it takes one person to do it and show them that it can be done, believe me, people are going to start changing their ways.
I think Mission Pro is must watch for that reason. Like, anytime you watch that show, you know that there's going to be like 6-7 people within a year that are signed off that show. That was the first time I saw Lacey Ryan. And by the time I was able to see that, I messaged her like, "Hey, I would love to interview you before I can't anymore and got to go through WWE to do it." It was too late already. It was too late. They had, because 95% of the time, indie wrestlers will be like, "Yeah, I'll do an interview with you." When they don't get back to me, I'm like, "Oh, you got signed." So I could tell, I was like, "Oh, she got signed. She's there." And Mission Pro was where I discovered her. And that town, it's a cycle of that. Like, you constantly see that.
Yeah, we definitely do. And the beautiful part about Mission Pro, it's accessible to everybody with Entitled Match Network.
Yes.
And people can come to Texas now that it's open and watch live if they want to watch it live. So there's a bigger opportunity. Like I said, I worked in many promotions that are women promotions, and they promote female talent. But I feel like the difference between them and us is like it is more accessible, and we are really focusing on bringing solid women athletes into the game that haven't really been seen or haven't been really promoted. And I think that's the key. Like, they're so hungry for that spot. They're so hungry for that opportunity that when they get into the ring, they perform.
I think Title Match Wrestling deserves an awful lot of credit over the last few years too. Specifically, those Ladies Night Out shows, they killed it all the time. Not only that, they would hit me up and they'd be like, "Hey, who do you want to interview from these shows?" And I'm like, "Everybody." And they would be like, "Okay, let's do it." Like, they would go above and beyond to do that. And the platform is really, really great, too. We talked about new talent coming in. We saw some new talent come into AEW last week. I don't know. I think me and her are friends now, Thunder Rosa. Maki Ito popped up.
That bitch.
I did an interview with her. And she's something. But that wasn't the first time you guys had wrestled. You all wrestled in Japan, too, right?
Yeah, like it was 2 years ago. We had a little feud. There's a little, you guys can go on YouTube and watch the promo that we had. I mean, It was like, there's a lot of chemistry. We had a championship match where I took the princess, the Tokyo Joshi Princess Championship, international championship from her hands. And my favorite moment was at the end of the match when she's crying for like 2 minutes. Like, well, you may cry, Maki, though. I was like, yeah, I'm the champion now. Yeah, go with it. So, yeah, we had a couple little cool moments, you know, so it, she wasn't a stranger for me. And Revolution, as you guys saw, we had a little cool opener. It was a lot of fun.
I mean, I mentioned possible tag team partners earlier. I mean, we could see you all doing like a song together, right? Any chance? Come on. You're ambitious. You do everything else.
He sings it in Japanese. I'll sing it in English. And I'm probably going to dance better than she does. But still, don't tell her, though.
Oh, snap. So I knew that was kept a secret because, quite frankly, they didn't know if she was going to be able to make it there or not. It was such a like a close window of her making the flight over to America. Like, what was your reaction when you found out you'd be working with her again?
Like I said, I was just like, what?
You know, I don't think they expected her to be as popular as she was in that tournament, because when I talked to her, she was like, I'm not even that popular in Japan. I'm way more popular in America.
She is very popular in America. I remember when she came, I think it was like 3 years ago in New York. I knew who she was because my friend Joey from the Bay Area is another wrestler. He's a huge like women's wrestling smart.
Yeah.
He know everybody. Like, you gotta watch this girl. You gotta watch this girl. She's great. She's funny. And then I'm like, started watching her stuff, and like, you know, she is something else on Twitter. And I was like, whoa. Looking at all posts, like, imagine if I was to post this, Brian. He was like, no, don't post none of that stuff. So I started like knowing her, and then I started learning more about her and the things that she used to do. And I thought she was completely different. She brought something completely different to the business. And then when I met her, when I was working with her, I was like, okay, I see what she does. And you know, she's very charismatic. Like, sometimes people don't understand how charisma goes over like having like that you're a super mega talented person on the mats. Like, that kind of overrates it, because charisma and like all the things that you have sells a lot more than having good matches. I've known great wrestlers with zero charisma and they can't sell tickets. She can sell tickets. She got people talking. She got people pissed. That's what they care about.
As we wrap up, a couple more questions. We got some unfortunate news recently. The question mark Josephus passed away. And he was a true success story of the relaunch of NWA. Yes. His profile raised so significantly, and we saw what he was capable of. From that stuff with Tim Storm, another great success story of the relaunch NWA. And his loss obviously greatly affected you. We saw you pay tribute to him, which I thought was so wonderful. But being there this weekend without him, how's that going to be for you, and can you share any maybe more memories of him? Because, man, what an entertaining guy.
It's going to be really sad because he was such a positive individual outside of the ring and such a smart guy, like, and talented. Like, he was multi-talented. He could play so many instruments. He was a great writer. He was like an alien kind of sort of, you know. He had so many things that not a regular person has. And I was just remembering before you made that question, he used to play the piano a lot when we were at the GVP studios. There was a piano there. And, you know, a couple of the guys will come and play with him and sing. I will sit with him and I will sing with him. We did a video that I had to take down because freaking YouTube and the copyright stuff. I'm probably going to post it again. I don't care. Or I'll post something on my social media. But those are the moments that I like will always cherish. Or when we went to LA to this road trip and he had me dying laughing the whole entire time. He was so funny. So funny. It's definitely, that's what I was going to miss about him. It's like his spirit. He's how wonderful and positive he was. Like, you, it's so hard to find people like that in the business that are like selfless and that are very caring for the whole entire community, and he was one of them. And also, he's very sad because he loved his son, and now, you know, his son has no father. And we're gonna miss it. I personally gonna miss him a lot because he made me laugh. Like, you have no clue. He was so funny. He was so funny.
He was such a versatile performer too. And it's like, man, I felt so lucky to be able to see that, because we saw him do the stuff that he did with Tim Storm. Then we saw something completely different with Aaron Stevens. And I'm so glad that me as a viewer, I got to see that. So I'm very fortunate that I have that memory. We're going to lean more into a positive note. You know, in these interviews, sometimes I try to get you to say mean stuff about people. Sometimes I'm trying to get those headlines, Thunder Rosa. But now I'm going to go the opposite way. We do a segment called Shooting Softly, where I ask you to say nice things about some people. So I'll give you some names, and we're going to get some nice compliments. Because a compliment from Thunder Rosa goes a long way. Let's be real.
We'll see.
We'll start off with the current NWA World Women's Champion, Serena Deeb. You've had some great matches against her.
Yes, she is a genius. A genius.
We've got Kylie Rae, who isn't wrestling right now, but you did some work with, I think, at AAW back in the past.
She is funny. Very, very funny.
We've got Ashley Vox, who we brought up earlier.
A sweetheart.
How about Allison Kay? You guys have beat the living shit out of one another.
Oh my God. What can I say about Allison Kay? A true fucking professional.
Now, I don't know if you've met necessarily some of these women or wrestled them, but we're going to name some other world champions from around wrestling. We'll start with Deonna Purrazzo.
Gifted.
We got Io Shirai, who you have said that you wanted to wrestle again in the past.
I love her. Oh my gosh. Oh man. I don't even have words to describe like who she is. I just fucking love her. Like, I miss her so much. She, you know what? I do have a word. And she is humble. That's one thing a lot of people don't have, humbleness, and she is one.
What about Sasha Banks, the current SmackDown Women's Champion?
Oh, man. Talented.
There we go. Over on Raw, we have the Raw Women's Champion, Asuka, sidelined right now, but one of the best in-ring workers that we've seen in a long time.
Trailblazer. There's a lot of stuff people might not read about when she was in Japan, but I have a lot of respect for her.
And our last question, this was actually a reader question. It's from a La Dentista from Pittsburgh, who asks, who's tougher, Thunder Rosa or Dr. Britt Baker, DMD?
Well, this is going to be a long answer. And I have absolutely nothing to show to the world about how tough I am. You guys have seen it every single time I get in the ring. But Wednesday, that's another level that you guys are going to see of who really is the real deal and who really is the toughest, baddest bitch in this business. And it's just not a gimmick. This is a real thing.
Whew. AEW Dynamite, March 17th on TNT. You have Mission Pro, Empty Promises this weekend, Title Match Wrestling, Saturday, March 20th, rather. My gosh, I'm all over the place. I was so excited about that answer. And then NWA Back for the Attack on Sunday. Thunder Rosa, I could talk to you all day about wrestling. I just wish you had more to talk about, Thunder Rosa. We're going to have to find something for you to do. That way we have something to talk about, Thunder Rosa.
Well, we can talk about once everything happened and how I feel and everything. So we will find more stuff to talk about.
Thank you so much. Let the people know where they can find you, where they can follow you. Obviously, on our frame here, we got missionprowrestling.net, but there's lots of places to find you.
Missionprowrestling.net will be uploading new merchandise, which you guys can purchase and I can send everywhere in the world. Then you guys can go on thunderrosa.net. More pictures and new merchandise will be uploaded this week, probably after the matches air, so you guys can get your goodies. And then you can find me on thunderrosa22 at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And I don't have anything on YouTube, so don't even go there. You can. I have not had time to upload or make any videos, but also you can watch me on Fight TV for NWA, Back for the Attack, and on AEW. So there you go.
We know you're getting those stimulus checks, people. Go buy that Thunder or that Thunder Rosa merch. Go do it right now. Thunder Rosa, thank you so much.
And thank you for having me again. Again, guys, you cannot miss the history in the making that is going to happen this Wednesday at Dynamite. This is not your typical women's match. This is history in the making. Once more, brought to you by Thunder Rosa.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.